102.9 KBLX. It's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX Nation. And today we are shining the light on Unity Care and their annual Youth Live Gala and fundraising event. Please welcome the founder and CEO of Unity Care, Andre Chapman. Hey, Andre.
Thank you, Sterling, for having me. Good morning.
Absolutely. Good morning. All right. So I want to hear all about the 7th Annual Youth Live Gala fundraising event that is happening in San Jose on Saturday, August the 25th. But first, let's make sure our audience has a little bit of a better understanding about the beneficiary, Unity Care. As the founder and CEO of Unity Care, as you're celebrating your 25th anniversary this year, tell us what the organization is all about and the programs that you use to serve the community.
Absolutely. Well, Unity Care is a youth development agency here in the Bay Area. We serve over 7,500 youth and families that come through our doors. Mm-hmm. Our main target population of kids are kids that are in the foster care system.
Okay.
And so kids being in the foster care system, we provide what we call our five pillars, which are housing, employment services, educational services, well-being, mental health, and permanency mm-hmm. programs for kids. Mm-hmm. Really focus on making sure that every young person that walks in the door of a foster care system has the ability to have a home to live in, a loving family to support them, and we're focusing on dealing with their trauma so that they can successfully transition to adulthood and be productive young adults, having a job, going to college, and all the things that we want our children ourselves to grow up and obtain.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. The five pillars of success: housing, education, employment, well-being, and unconditional care. I see as I'm looking here on your bio. How do you reach these five pillars of success? What do the programs look like? How can our KBLX audience, if in need, take advantage of these programs?
Sure, absolutely. So kids that come to our programs typically come through the Department of Child Services. Mm-hmm. We have about 300 homes of housing for kids that are oftentimes in care and kids that age out of care. Mm. We also serve the county's foster homes, and we serve those kids that have been sent to foster care and are now connected with a loving foster home. Mm-hmm. And then we also provide mental health services. And so we're also in school-based programs, and we also provide mental health services in the community. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes that kids that come to us, they're coming because they've been removed due to neglect or abuse. And oftentimes kids in foster care, the sad story is that most often is that kids grow up in the foster care system. They end up living in, you know, 20 different homes, going to 20 different schools, and by the time they get 18, the significant levels of trauma that they face of being disconnected from family and growing up in a strange community, a strange home, going to a different school, you know, that stays with them as they exit out of foster care. Mm-hmm. And so for that reason, our focus is really on ensuring that no young person that leaves foster care ends up on the street and homeless. And unfortunately, the data shows that oftentimes 2 years after kids age out of foster care, 60% of those kids are either homeless, they're unemployed, they're incarcerated, they have significant mental health challenges. So our goal is to try to eradicate those horrible outcomes so that young folks can leave the foster care system, you know, have a great sense of who they are, feel self-confident, either go to school or obtain a full-time career and be able to, you know, then become productive citizens in our community.
At what age do you start working with these youth? At a young age in foster care or as they're getting closer and closer to perhaps aging out?
Well, we have 20 different programs at Unity Care, so we work with kids at all ages. Mm-hmm. We have prevention programs that prevent kids from coming into care when they're with and you know, with their mom or their dad or their parents, and there's risk factors that may bring them into care. So we try to prevent kids from coming into care. Then for our housing programs, oftentimes those are kids that have been in foster care. They come to us as teenagers. And so oftentimes they come to us as teenagers, you know, they've grown up in foster care. And so they're coming to us with significant levels of trauma, just as anybody would if you've, you know, been moved from pillow to post for so often for so long.
Yeah.
And so at that age, you know, that is the age that 16, 17, 18 years old, that, you know, we're really trying to work with them around, you know, giving them to be stable, go to school, really see themselves as an asset rather than a deficit, which oftentimes is what they feel by growing up in the system. So that by the time they graduate from high school or hope to graduate from high school, that they have some foundation. And then we have transitional housing, and we have about 300 units of transitional housing for young adults that find themselves homeless. And we have housing here in San Francisco, in Santa Clara County. We have housing in San Mateo County. We go all the way up to Placer County. So we have a lot of places where particularly we know how the housing crisis is right now today, that we have places that are safe, affordable, and secure for these young adults to have a place that they can call home. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they can begin to go to school and hold down a job and you know, really obtain the American dream of being self-sufficient and independent.
And I'm sure you probably have partners that you're introducing them for possible job training and a job entry level.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of corporate partners. You know, the organization has been around 25 years. And so over those 25 years, we couldn't do this by ourselves. I mean, so it really takes truly takes a village. And so we have a lot of corporate partners here in the Bay Area, from many of the high tech companies to, you know, some of the construction companies. Pele Air and Heating Systems is a great partner of ours. There's just so many that come in and join our journey. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes they will provide jobs for kids. They may come out to some of our facilities and do a makeover of our homes. Mm. We have churches that come out and do workshops for kids. And again, give them, you know, is that you know, African proverb, it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And we truly mean it takes a village because, you know, for these kids that we serve, they oftentimes don't have that support. And when you don't grow up in a supportive environment, you oftentimes, you know, you're not sure how to tie a tie. Mm. You know, and some of the basic things that oftentimes people think about, mm-hmm. when a young person is growing up in so many different environments, they don't have that stability. Yeah. They don't have that love. And the trauma just continues. And then, unfortunately, we see them as young adults on the streets or they're in the prison systems. Yeah. Because like anyone else that didn't get that care, that support, that nourishing, that compassion, it becomes a survival mode, mm-hmm. and they find themselves as young adults in the prison systems. And so our goal is to eradicate that. Our goal is to ensure that every young person is successful in our five pillars, that when they leave our doors, that they feel self-confident about who they are, they understand about their traumas and how to mitigate those risk factors, and that they have the opportunity of you know, either working full-time or going to school and becoming, you know, healthy, you know, good relationships with their peers and, you know, and experience what we all want many of us grew up having and experience what we want our children to have ourselves. Yeah.
Do you have a department of like kind of judicial advocacy where there, if there are some kids who have kind of come in and out of jail or in and out of lockup, where you can kind of help them navigate that?
You know, we do. I mean, the organization, we have about 200 full-time employees and we all do advocacy because we have to advocate for pushing against the system when the system is broken, and it is. And so we're always advocating for young adults. And, you know, we have, you know, some kids that unfortunately life circumstances, they make bad decisions and they find themselves in jail or in prison. And what happens is oftentimes when they come out, they come right back to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they knew this was a place that people cared about them. They got mm-hmm. the support and they got, you know, the level of compassion and therapeutic interventions that they need in order to be young adults and be successful.
Yeah.
So we are constantly pushing against the system to improve the outcomes of young people that leave the foster care system, because it is our responsibility as society to circle these kids. You know, we can't pick our parents. Mm. You know, we all may have made different choices, but we can't pick our parents. And so for that reason, it's not their fault for them to be in their current situation.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, society then penalizes them for their behaviors that are really driven by their trauma, mm-hmm. by the lack of having someone that cares and loves for them.
Okay. So if anybody wanted to get involved, again, I know that you have partnerships with the children's services that where they bring the youth into you. But if somebody knows of a child or is fostering a child or has a child in their neighborhood that might be able to benefit from their services, can they just kind of show up or call, or how does that work?
Absolutely. You know, we have so yes, they can call Unity Care. They can go to our website at www.unitycare.org. We have a lot of people that walk in our doors that were may have been in foster care and now they're in need of supports. And we have parents that come to us that are looking for supports because they may be dealing with a child that they just need some parenting classes or some additional resources. And particularly now, you know, poverty oftentimes is criminalized. So anyone can come to us for any levels of supports, and we will try to navigate and do what we can to help them meet their needs so that therefore they don't find themselves dependent upon a formal system.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Unitycare.org is the website. The phone number is 408-971-9822. You mentioned that your home base is in San Jose, 1400 Parkmore Avenue, Suite 115 in San Jose. But you said a minute ago that you do serve pretty much Baywide.
Yeah, so we have our corporate offices is in San Jose, but we have offices in San Mateo County, San Francisco County, Placer County, El Dorado County. So we serve really the Bay Area, all the way up up north. And so, and we have our programs that are in a variety of different counties as well. So yes, we are a Bay Area-wide organization, and oftentimes kids come from, you know, one thing about kids in foster care is they're very transient. And so oftentimes they are constantly moving, and they move across county lines. And so because of that reason, we want to ensure that when we graduate a young person and get them back reunited with their grandmother or their mom or whatever that case looks like, that we have programs in that community to help them stabilize once that transition happens.
Fantastic.
So because of that reason, well, we do have lots of partnerships with other organizations, but we also try to ensure that we're mobile and we go to where the needs are of the young people and the adult and the families that we work with.
All right. Unitycare.org, dear KBLX Nation, if you are listening and you are in need. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares, and we are talking with Andre Chapman. He is the founder and CEO of Unity Care, and you are getting ready to celebrate your 7th annual Youth Live Gala and fundraising event. It's on August the 25th from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Club Auto Sport in San Jose. Tell us all about this event, August 25th.
This is our 7th year of doing this event called Youth Live. It is a combination between American Idol and American Runway. Yeah. Our youth are performing. And I'm telling you, we have some phenomenal kids that sing. We have youth that are doing art. And art is very therapeutic for kids. It's an opportunity for them to express their traumas. And so we that evening, we sell the art of the kids that they've been working on for the last 6 or 7 months. Mm-hmm. We also have a youth speaker. And you know, in all of the traumas of growing up in a foster care system, many of these young people that do make it out and are resilient, and they do get that level of love and support and compassion, that go on to the next level. And 10% of kids in foster care go on to college. And we have a young lady that's going to talk about her journey. And this is a young lady that has a phenomenal story. She just graduated, and she graduated from Stanford.
Awesome.
And that is, she's 0.0001% of those that make it to that level. Mm. We have a keynote speaker named Stedman Graham.
Oh, Stedman Graham.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And what people don't often know about Stedman is that, you know, he's a renowned author and has a passion around social welfare and social work. And so he's very connected to the mission of Unity Care. Mm-hmm. And we also have our Community Champion Award, and we're going to be honoring Roy Clay Sr. And Roy Clay, for 50 years, has been very philanthropic in this community. He was the first manager for Hewlett-Packard. He started the computer division at Hewlett-Packard, was hired by David Packard. He was the first African-American member of the Olympic Club, CEO of Rodale Electronics. So there's, you know, we believe that he deserves Community Champion Award because he has been a pillar in Silicon Valley and helped begin and start up many of what today we see as the tech community and all around inclusion and diversity. He was very instrumental in helping to diversify this valley many, many moons ago when he first came here in the early 60s. The bigger thing about this is our silver anniversary. And so as a silver anniversary, this is our 25 years of celebrating Unity Care. This is about us saying we're going to pay forward and we're going to come to this event and we're going to celebrate the youth of our community. And the youth that are there our youth all throughout the community, and the performers, and the one lady that's going to be singing, she just won the South Bay Teen Idol freshman at Los Gatos High School.
Wow.
And it's not just kids that are in foster care. It's kids in general in the community that come together, and we tell them that we're paying for it for you because we know the children are our future, but oftentimes our rhetoric and our actions don't line up with that. So this event is about paying for it and saying that foster care and youth of our community are important to us, and we want to do something to pay forward. And we want to acknowledge that, you know, the work that Unicare has done for 25 years. And at the same time, we want to make sure that we're invested in the future of these kids so that Unicare continue for the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Unity Care's 7th annual Youth Live Gala and fundraising event. It is a black tie affair with keynote speaker Stedman Graham. More details online at unitycare.org. Again, if you would like to get more information about the organization, about the services that they offer to foster children and the surrounding communities, you can give them a call call at 408-971-9822 or unitycare.org. Thank you, Andre Chapman, founder and CEO of Unity Care. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having us, and we appreciate you for all the work that you continue to do in enlightening and educating us in this community.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention today, and thank you for listening. This is KBLX Cares. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, please put KBLX Cares, because we do.